Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Dave Carlton, how are you, Dave?
Not too bad. Bit of the lurgy at the moment, Sean, but nothing that a little drop of Bundy won't fix. Dr. Delagos, my doctor told me, just have a nip of Bundy and it'll fix anything.
Fixes a lot of things, I can tell you. Fixes you right up sometimes, too, particularly if you have a crack at the OP stuff. Now, Saturday night, Bulleye, what's happening?
Well, Sean, Greyhound Racing New South Wales is advising that the race meeting set down for Bulleye this Saturday night has been abandoned due to a lack of nominations. Greyhound Racing New South Wales has now scheduled a meeting at Richmond in the same time slot this Saturday night, and it'll cater for all grades, distances, and it's a B prize money meeting, so B prize money. So Bulleye abandoned this Saturday, but a new meeting has been scheduled for Richmond. Nominations for that meeting, the new Richmond meeting on Saturday night, are now open, and they close at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Sean.
All right, terrific, Dave. So people should get in early before that, obviously, to get the norms in.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. Only till 9 tomorrow morning, but it'll still be a good card. So Richmond will be the venue.
All right, now, this week, Group 1 Sandown Cup, the final.
Ah, you betcha, Sean. Go the Blues. The New South Wales assault on Friday night's big meeting in Melbourne is in gear. And Minnie Finn and her husband, John, they have the siblings two times twice, Blue Moon Rising and Poco Dorado, engaged in the world's richest staying race. Minnie is on the line. Minnie, good morning. What an amazing ride this Fernando Bale and Chicadesta Carter litter has taken you and John on.
Yeah, Dave, it's been very exciting.
It's just amazing. I mean, look, the father and the mother, we all know how good they were. And you and John, you've had the advantage of training most of the siblings.
Yeah, that's right. We've had them since I was 12 months old, since they went away to get broken in, and pre-trained them and got the chance to train them. And, yeah, it's been all good since then.
Minnie, let's start with two times twice. So he's been in a stack of big race finals. He took out the Group 2 Queensland Derby. And, look, he's seen his brothers or sisters winning a big event so often as well ahead of him. So I reckon he deserves another group success.
Yeah, for sure. He won the Derby last year at Albion Park. Then after that, he suffered a hock injury before the State of Origin in Queensland. And he's only just starting to come back, actually. He's going really well now. So he's not a true 700-metre dog. He needs to probably get on the bunny and get his own way, but no, he's done really well over the distance in stepping up.
Well, he finished second to the champ, Tornado Tears, in the Sandown Cup heats last Thursday. He clocked 42 seconds neat, and that was his first Sandown start. What about in the final? I mean, obviously, Tornado Tears, even though Robbie Britton's not happy with the six box. Your bloke here has drawn box number four two times twice, and as you say, can ping the lids. What are your thoughts on his chances on Friday night?
Yeah, he's a rough chance. I've seen him drawn out wide, and he's got his brother on the outside of him, Blue Moon Rising, which is going to go across the fence. So where he's drawn, he's going to have to come out, have a lot of luck.
Well, Blue Moon Rising, he won the Super Stays at the Meadows in March, the Group 3 Gold Cup at Wentworth Park in March, leading all the way in 41 and 90. And he's also fought out the finish of quite a few races with his siblings. He finished a close second to Bago Bye Bye in the Sandown Cup heats in 41 and 89. So this Friday night's box draw, out of the five, he's boxed directly underneath Tornado Tears. So if he can get across to the fence, he might, you never know, he might have a chance. We saw what happened with another one of your runners in the Association Cup at Wendy.
Yeah, that's right. His run last week was enormous. He got stuck very wide and just kept chasing down the fence in the straight. He started making it up. If he comes out, I think he's a real chance to spoil the party again.
Well, Minnie, Poco Dorado is the female of your Sandown Cup trio, and she's won 15 races over the staying trip and led in her heat before running second to Ella Enchanted. Look, she can do it at both ends. Can box eight work to her advantage?
Yeah, she's got no excuses. Friday night, boxed out where she wants to be. And last week, she showed a bit more confidence since she had the the foot injury at Wentworth Park, so I think she'll benefit with the run from last week because she needed a run because she'd only had been going 500. We could only get a 500 at Wendy with her, so I think if she comes out like she did last week, I think she'll improve a lot.
Minnie, you and John and the owners, Dennis and Peter, you've got a pup by Basha Bale from Chickadesta Carter going round tonight at Wentworth Park. It's only a small field race too, and that's from box one over the 720 metres. Now, she won on debut at Wendy in 30-44 and contested the Magic Maiden final and has been placed at a pass two at headquarters. And the way she's been running on means the staying trip looks ideal.
Yeah, she's got a box tonight, the one. Small field, so, yeah, she's just been pulling up, hardly blowing and looking like she wants to go more ground, so she's getting knocked around over 500, so we thought we'd just step her up.
Well, you got race four, number one, as well. Her little brother, Blue Summer Sky, is chasing a hat-trick of wins and his first time in the red.
Yeah, I don't think that'll worry him. The last two starts, he's... start to put it together. He's got a motor, but yeah, he just needs a bit of room to move early.
And finally, Minnie in race eight, another little mate, Really Unreal, backs up after being checked near the 700 boxes last Saturday night at Wentworth Park. But a previous form was impeccable, including a 29-95 win at Wentworth Park, and she's strong.
Yeah, her box is the problem again Saturday night. She drew the eight and got held up. Just hasn't got the pace to cross them. So she's going to need a lot of luck from out there. She's pretty strong.
She chased hard all the way despite that check on Saturday night.
Yeah, and the track really didn't. It was pretty ordinary on Saturday night. It was pretty boggy because they turned it over and put more sand on it and something. So it suited dogs that were getting out wide, and dogs on the fence were getting bogged down a bit. So she might improve if she can come out.
Well, Minnie, thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds. All the very, very best representing New South Wales in Friday night's Sandown Cup final in Melbourne. And your three runners tonight at Wentworth Park. Hope you get a hat trick.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Good on you, Minnie. Sean, Minnie Finn. Minnie and John Finn, we wish them all the very best.
Now, the Bathurst Greyhound Adoption Day is not far away.
Oh, Sean, it's on Saturday week, June the 1st. Look, you've got to register before adopting one of these beautiful creatures. And for more details, you go to gapnewsouthwales.com.au. gapnsw.com.au. Saturday week at Bathurst.
All right, got a winner for today?
Yeah, coming up, Sean. Just first, congratulations to trainer Mark Maroney on the win of Pandemonium in last night's Goldmine final at Gosford. Now, three New South Wales meetings today, beginning with Richmond at 3:32, the best bet, race 11, number 6, Jemina Road, race 11, number 6. The value, race 2, number 7, Norman's Girl, race 2, number 7. Gunnedah races from 3:39, the Savo, the best bet, race 6, number 4, Bruno Defon, race 6, number 4. The value, race 3, number 2, Kim Run Fast. And at Wentworth Park tonight from 7:05, they race the best bet in race 8. We just spoke to Minnie Finn, number 8, Really Unreal. The value bet, race 5, number 4, Runaway Ebony. And just another reminder, Sean, with Bulleye being abandoned due to a lack of nominations this Saturday night, nominations open for Richmond, which will now be racing in its slot, and they close at 9 tomorrow morning.
All right, killing you, Dave. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Sean.